Good evening, everyone. Of course, one of the highlights of the 6 days of creation that the Torah describes is the creation of mankind, the purpose of creation. And the Torah uses the phrase, "Vayomer lokim na'aseh adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu." Let us make man in our image, after in our likeness. And the two things that jump out to all of the Mefarshim, number one is the fact that there's a separate statement about the creation of man. The beginning of the sixth day already had a "Vayomer lokim." In which the creation of all of the animals already existed. So we already had that. It would have made sense to sort of combine man with that. And man gets its own dibor. A separate statement of creating man. And of course, the bigger problem that everybody addresses is the plural language. What does it mean? Na'aseh adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. Let us make man. Who is Hashem talking to when he says that? Rashi very famously comments that from a medrash, that Hashem is speaking to the malachim, he's speaking to the angels, and he's teaching us humility. He's teaching us derech eretz together with humility, that it's appropriate, Rashi says, a person, no matter how great a person becomes, they should never feel that it is beneath them to consult with others. Even if the people that you're consulting with are of lesser stature than the person himself, still, if even the Ribono Shel Olam will consult with the angels before creating man, certainly it's a lesson to all of us to do the same. And even though Rashi says Hashem left it open for a heretic to say, what's the language? Nasa, who's he talking to? What's that about? Rashi says he doesn't. It's worth it. It's kedai to allow a heretic to make that mistake to be able to teach the rest of us, Rashi says, the lesson of humility and derech eretz. Always consult, always ask others for advice. Never feel you're too great to be able to do so. That's Rashi's comment. The Ramban takes the approach, as we're going to be going through the approach of the Ramban throughout the Yirmid Sashem, on a pshat level. Just forget the medrash. What does it mean? Na'aseh adam, let us make man. And the Ramban says a very interesting thing which defines the nature of man, which will then take this understanding throughout all of his other commentaries through Chumash. And who is Hashem speaking to? He says he's speaking to the earth. In the same way as he says, Totzei Ha'aretz, bring forth, let the earth bring forth the creatures. Hashem is speaking to the earth and saying, Na'aseh Adam, you and I together, we are going to create this entity called man. And man is a unique creature, says the Ramban. Bavor Godel Ma'alasa, because of his unique stature, therefore he gets his own statement, because it's not another animal. This is from the very beginning of the creation of man. The Ramban says, is to teach us never to make the mistake, just a more intelligent creature. It's not just a more intelligent animal. It's an entirely different creature. The concept of mankind gets its own dibor, its own creation, so to speak. And Hashem says, you and I, speaking to the earth, are going to partner. You are going to create, you are going to produce the earthly element, the part of us which is physical, finite, mundane, that is the human being, and I, Hashem says, I am going to produce and contribute the Ruach Mipi Elyon, the spirit that comes from on high, and this is going to be a new entity, unlike anything else that exists in the world. True, the animals have life, but the animals don't have the Vayipach Be'apav Nishmas Chayim, the breath of life that Hashem breathes into mankind. And Na'aseh Adam, you and I together are going to make this new thing. And that is the phrase, B'tzalmeinu kidmusin. What does it mean? In our image, in our likeness. What is that referring to? Ramban says, a little bit like you, like the earth and all earthly things that you're going to contribute. Mankind is going to need to eat and use the bathroom and will be born of mother and father and will die. And I will contribute to the eternal spirit that never dies, that is lenetzach, that will remain forever, the velotamus, that doesn't, it's always here. And this is the unique creature that will be created. And there is nothing like us. And this is the tension that mankind experiences throughout all of our lives and throughout all of world history. The pull of the goof of the body to its earthly nature, which we have, and the pull upwards of the neshama to its spiritual nature, which we also have. And every human being is always in this constant struggle between the elements of earthliness and the elements of spirituality. And that's life. The malachim are all spirit, the animals are all earth, and we are nestled in the middle in this unique creature that Hashem made us, Na'aseh Adam, B'tzalmeinu, Kidmuseinu.